Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Limitless, starring Bradley Cooper, who's way down on his luck until someone offers him a little tiny pill so he can temporarily know everything there is to know. Trouble is, he can't give the stuff up, and now he has to outsmart the bad guys that want to take everything away from him.
You know how they say that we can only access 20% of our brain? This lets you access all of it. They've had clinical trials, and it's FDA approved.
All right, just out of curiosity, and that's all. I was blind, but now I see.
So, I put this to the test. This morning in a meeting, I pretended to know everything about everything. They didn't buy it. Turns out, if you don't really know everything, you're just more annoying than you are impressive. This movie, though, definitely more impressive than it is annoying. Pretty interesting concept, really. I mean, who wouldn't really want to try this pill? Unless, of course, you know about the side effects. Now, with all the side effects, and Bradley trying to get away from all the bad guys trying to kill him, which, by the way, can become pretty complicated even for a really smart guy, this movie is full of action and anticipation about what's going to happen next. Not to say it doesn't walk the line of the completely absurd and ridiculous at times. I can honestly say, though, this movie is done well enough that I think this might be the very first time I was actually rooting for the drug addict. So in our movie night traffic light, Limitless is a green light. Now onto a completely different kind of movie, it's Paul, starring Simon Pegg. He and his buddy are out touring UFO hotspots across the country, and they run into Paul. And he's an alien who's worn out his welcome on Earth and has to get out of here before the government takes him out.
Hi. I'm Paul.
What have you done to him?
He fainted.
Yeah, but you made him faint.
But it's not like I set my phaser to faint.
You got a phaser?
Oh, God.
I really need your help.
This is a matter of life and death.
Well, it turns out that Paul has a potty mouth, and since Paul is voiced by Seth Rogen, I guess that kind of explains it, but everyone else in the movie has a potty mouth too, which made it seem totally like a 2-hour-long F-bomb contest. Which brings me to my love and hate relationship for this movie. Totally love how clever and funny this movie is. They weaved in references to just about everything UFO you've ever known, even to some stuff I didn't get, because I wasn't around back in the Roswell days, I guess, but I laughed anyway. And then there's Paul himself, love the guy, when he wasn't being all Howard Stern, which is the hate part. They took a perfectly good movie that would appeal to both, you know, UFO geeks and connoisseurs of comedy of all ages and messed it up with gratuitous vulgar vibes. Not to mention the bad rep it's going to give all those well-behaved aliens out there. So in our movie night traffic light, Paul is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.